It is now my great pleasure to introduce Renee from Stockton, California. Take it away, Renee.
Muchas gracias. Can you hear me okay? It's great to see all the beautiful faces, men and female. No, thank you for asking me to share. I feel humbled. I am a compulsive overeater, just like you all. I eat my emotions. I'm addicted to sugar. And sometimes, like a member said, I'm a full food avoidant. And the food avoidance I realize is that when my adrenaline is going, because I'm hyperactive, at work, I totally forget about food. I don't get hungry. I'm just on a mission. So when I heard food avoidance, it made me think, but I heard that coming from you. Anyhow, I just want to thank you again. You know, you saved the best for last. Thank you very much. It reminded me about dessert. And how do I qualify? You know, I've tried everything that I could humanly possibly do on my own. I've done the exercise. I've done the nutritional classes. I've done the willpower. I've done the New Year resolutions. I've done the promises to myself. But nothing would stick. Nothing was working. This showed me something. I didn't know I had this addiction to the sugar. I didn't know I had a food obsession. I didn't know that food was my comfort food until I came to OA. I might have heard it somewhere else, but at the time I just wasn't listening. I heard this all in OA. Now, the way I got to OA was that I'm going to break my anonymity. Alcoholics Anonymous is my where I was born in AA. And my higher power says, you know, now start looking at this food, the food in your life. I realized today that my food, it was a toxic relationship with food. And I didn't know how to have healthy relationships, neither with myself. So I saw a friend in the meeting, and I saw that he had lost weight. And the program has taught me something. Think before you speak. Because, you know, when I would yo-yo with the weight, I lose weight. Hey, are you sick? What's wrong with you? Well, that's coming from our Spanish culture. I don't know about anybody else, but hey, what's wrong with you? Are you sick? Why are you losing weight? So I said, no, I better not say that to him. I better ask him how he lost the weight. So, you know, hey, buddy, how did you lose the weight? You know, he says, go visit OA, Overeaters Anonymous. I didn't know it existed. You know, this was about, I don't know, maybe 10 years into my first program. And I got to tell you, you know, when, and this is a personal thing, but you guys are family, so you'll understand. So when I walked into OA, you know, there were voluptuous women. You know, I saw voluptuous women, and my thing is voluptuous women. There's something about me about voluptuous women, you know. Well, I know what it is. The more, the merrier. You know, the big kahuna. There's something about more. Just like the alcoholic, I want more and more and more. So when a voluptuous woman, I walked in and I said, oh, my God, hallelujah. Look, you know, oh, my God, you know, you have a sense of humor. You brought me to, you know, like a candy store. But when I sat down with you guys and started listening to your shares, I said, oh, shoot. Damn, they are suffering like I am suffering. You know, so everything just changed. You know, I could say in that moment, I feel you. You know, I feel you. And women today have become my best teachers, how to be sensitive, how to listen, you know, what women desire, what women want. So today, because of the program and listening to women, I have a better relationship with females because it was a difficult relationship with my mother. So, you know, that's a whole different story. But the topic is unity. You know, the 12 steps, what it helped me to do is help me to become united with myself, first of all. with self. I was detached. And it also helped me, the steps, be united with a higher power. This higher power, sometimes I just call it love. And then what the traditions helped me to do is learn to be united with you. See, I didn't like you. I didn't want you to know me. I didn't want to know you. And I'll tell you why. Because if you knew me, you would not like me. If you really knew me, you know, you would push me away. Because I always had that facade. I wasn't the real me. Remember, the steps helped me to be, how can I say, what's the word? Authentic. You know, not this chameleon. You know, I became what suited me best. I became what you wanted me to, as an egocentric with everything, with food too. Me. So I wasn't unique. I wasn't the authentic me. So that's what the steps helped me there. Traditions helped me with you. And also too, that I needed you because I've already tried these other things. I've already tried the self-will, the willpower, the educating myself about nutrition, the self-discipline. You know, I'm not stupid. I can read and write, but I just couldn't get this food thing together. But thank you, because you let me know I was an emotional eater and I was also addicted to sugar. Let me share something real quick about the addicted to sugar. I remember, you know, I was eating a lot of sweets. You know, I stopped drinking alcohol and I was eating a lot of sweets. And I told a friend, you know, I have a sweet tooth like my father. I used to watch him in bed reading his real estate books, and he's always eating, you know, sweets. She looked at me with this face like, hello, dummy, you're an alcoholic. Alcohol is sugar. You're addicted to sugar. So that's when the light bulb came on. I said, damn, my body wants to substitute. See, it wants to substitute. I can't have what I originally started with, this addiction. Now it's trying to find different ways to medicate. So even though all the studying and, you know, you guys helped me to realize, to come to, you know, in step two. Now the concepts, what they helped me to do is see things in a larger scale. Now, I don't know how much time do I have. George, can you just give me a heads up? Because I don't want to get into a story and then have to. Can you do that?
You have 7 minutes left.
Thank you. The concepts helped me.
Excuse me, you have 12 minutes left.
Thank you. The concepts helped me to see things at a broader scale. Now, here you go. And this is not to be judgmental or anything like this. This is just me. See, it's easy for me to go to a meeting that's already there. You know, they've already opened up the doors. They have the literature out. Somebody's coordinating. Somebody's a treasurer of public information. It's nice. You know, I go there. It's nice. With the Spanish-speaking community, you know, it's a hard nut to crack. So these are the concepts. It's in a wider scale. Traditions is in my group. I need my group healthy so I can keep coming back because I need you. You're my medicine. The concepts is in a wider scale. I walk around in Stockton and I'm in the stores and I see my people, and I got to say my people, obese, just like me. But I understand the traditional foods. I understand the celebration foods. I understand how we get together and celebrate with food around food. I get it. And I'm like, how can I approach, like Roseanne, how can I approach them without offending them? You know, what's a attraction, not promotion? You know, what do I do, higher power? Because I found the medicine. I found the healing here with you guys. How can I pass this message along? Now, one of the things as what we do in Spanish OA is the Mexican consulate in Sacramento, when we were meeting, you know, in person, they once a month they would have a health fair clinic. So, you know, people are in the building, they're sitting down like in DMV when they used to have the numbers, you know, you pull the number, they call your number. So there would be several health providers and we would be one of them. And, you know, they give us a mic every now and then, and we let them know what the program was about. See, my recovery is not only about coming here to the rooms, reading my literature, sponsoring people, being sponsored. It's also being out there at the front lines, the battle lines, you know. And I tell you, the people look, the people are curious, but they don't approach because of this. And it's another program friend of mine that, you know, that we go do that service, is they're like, their approach is, if I come up here to get information, what are the people going to think about me? You know, and that's sad, you know, and we don't go out there and tell them about the program. We allow people to come, you know, and ask. So it's challenging. But I tell you what, see, doing this service, and I got to tell you why I do it, and it's in my heart, because, again, I tried everything. Trust me, I would do those jumpsuits, the aluminum plastic jumpsuits. I would go into the attic where it was hotter to try to sweat out the fat. You know, those are the extremes that I would go to. You know, I would have one button unbuttoned in my pants and use a belt to tie because I didn't want to buy more pants. I'd use baggy shirts to hide my gut. So I'm grateful to the program, and I would like to freely give what was freely given to me. So it's been a challenge. But the Spanish-speaking community for me, it's really, I do it for me. You know, I know this is what keeping me abstinent is being of service. I have a cousin, may you rest in peace, not too long ago, died because of diabetes. My higher power let me witness what I was looking forward to if I continued down that road. He was an amputee twice. I was tending to his other leg. It was rotted. It was already rotting. It was oozing, you know, and the doctor showed me how to clean it up. So I was doing that for him, but he eventually just couldn't. He couldn't take it no more. They amputated that leg, and he just gave up, you know, and he passed away. And I brought him to OA. I brought him to OA, but he just didn't. I understand the traumas. He couldn't get it. So anyhow, I can see where this addiction and this compulsion and obsession will take me. It is vital. It is lethal. So being plugged in, united, it's been keeping me here. You know, it's been keeping me here with you all. So that's what I do for me. That is the unity. That's why I participate with you. We stay plugged in. And the last thing is OA has been giving out away the Spanish literature because nobody's purchasing it. And I understand, you know, nobody's buying it. So they were giving it away. So we got some of the literature. But through the Zoom, I was able to plug in with people in the Bay Area and people down south. So we're connecting now with the Spanish speaking community. So there's also some works in my mind, like maybe a YouTube video or OA, just an introduction, something, you know, something. There's a lot to be done. So if you need a challenge in your recovery, service work, outreach programs, public information, boy, I tell you, there is a lot to do. And let me end with this. I look at my nieces and nephews, and they are the next OA members. It's sad, but I get it. I understand. It's sad they're coming in next. The generation is next, you know, and I really want to be here, keep the door open, because OA has done so much for me that I have a responsibility now, you know, in OA is to pay it forward, give back what was freely given to me. And it's been a mission and a challenge, not a challenge. It's not really a challenge. It's a service of love. The tradition also, it's a service. We're not professionals. It's a service of love. We have no organization. It's love of service. You know, so it just, it's a beautiful walk. It's a beautiful journey. One day at a time. I don't have a perfect food plan. And in regards to the food plan, it has fluctuated. And it has been evolving. Rigid. I tried that. You know, it don't work because I end up slipping, falling. My self-esteem goes down. You know, I don't even weigh myself because when I see the scale, you know, that don't work for me either. My body feels good. Pant size are still the same. So I'm good, you know, and that's how I work my program. One of the last things is because of the programs during the day, dinner does not fall for me until about 9 o'clock. And I told my sponsor, you know what, sponsor, I'm going to be okay with these 5 pounds that I have on because, you know, I'm eating late, but I know that my food plan just evolves, so it's not forever. It just keeps evolving, you know. So it's great, you know. I'm all for it. I'm happy, joyous, and free today. One day at a time, one decision at a time, one bite at a time. So I just want to thank everybody, and I just kind of some notes. Raven, thank you so much. Victoria, también, it was nice talking to you. Getting ready for this. There's a host of people. I can't name them. I don't want to name them right now. It just takes up too much time. But you know who you are. Thank you very much. And I understand the services. You're just giving back. And also finally, you know, one of the things that the sayings is what I really, really is just a model for me. It's not what I'm eating, but what's eating me. And thank you for the steps. Thank you to my sponsors, plural, men and female. One has been the step sponsor. The other one has been a food sponsor. A hope to all my relations. You're all my relatives. We are all related. Thank you for letting me share.